As you select products to deploy as part of your PC refresh, you need to ensure that the desktop image is optimized with the software your users need to be productive. And you need to show anticipated ROI to get approval for your software purchases. Today, we're going to help you with these tasks and more. I'm James Hilliard, your host of Connection Point, and today speaking with Lisa Nyday. Lisa has 30 years of publishing experience at newspapers, magazines, corporations, resellers, colleges, and at her own design firm. She has been at Adobe for 13 years, where she now serves as a channel product specialist, holds Adobe Certified Expert certifications in InDesign, Photoshop, Illustrator, Acrobat, and PageMaker. Lisa here today to tell us how Acrobat 10 and Microsoft Office 2010 work together to enhance document security and achieve dramatic, quantifiable gains in productivity. And Lisa, really appreciate your time today.
My pleasure.
Want to start off with kind of a focus on end users, the people that will be putting their hand on Acrobat 10. What are a few of the top capabilities that you see in Acrobat 10 that really help users communicate, let's say, more effectively and be more productive?
Well, a couple of things that specifically in Acrobat 10 that really have improved how users can work with the product. The first thing that would come to my mind, and we hear over and over from users, sometimes this may be people that are using the reader thinking they have the full product of Acrobat, but it also comes from our Acrobat users, is that they get a PDF and they want to take the content out of the PDF and reuse it. And we have drastically improved our exporting to be able to take the document directly into Word, keep all the formatting intact, and to be able to open the document inside Excel and have all of the exact formatting translate. So this really saves end users a tremendous amount of time that they spend in rekeying information. So it's been one of the number one feature requests by users was to be able to get their content out of PDF files and to reuse it in a more seamless fashion. So that would be one of the number one things I would say. A second area that we focused on was really on improving the process of document collaboration. And that can be kind of a loaded term, but what I would say a little bit more reasonably is that it's just about being able to collaborate with my colleagues, whether it's reviewing a document that today we might walk down the hall and review with someone, but now, in today's environment, it's more likely that that person could be located in another time zone or even another country. And so we have to find more efficient ways to review documents and collaborate on them. And we've done a lot in Acrobat 10 to make that much more seamless process and much more productive.
And you already kind of alluded to it. I did in the intro as well. But this is very much user-friendly, easy to work with in terms of those folks that have already moved on to Microsoft Office 2010 as well.
Absolutely. So full support for that. And one of the great benefits that it has is that we know a lot of people do collaborate and use Microsoft Word, but we take it just a step further in the fact that not only can you collaborate with your users inside your organization that are using Word, but many times we need to collaborate with users outside of our organization. And Acrobat does a fantastic job of being able to extend the capability to work with users outside our organization as well as those inside that are using Office and that type of thing. So it really does give me the full gamut of capabilities that I need in working with collaboration with all types of audiences.
Lisa, we mentioned it. I want to go deeper here, the idea of making collaboration more efficient. Again, take us out of the hallway where we're walking down with a paper document and trying to collaborate there. What does it look like for folks then that are sitting at one of the main corporate headquarters, another out at a branch office? What are they going to see? How are they going to collaborate more efficiently together using Acrobat 10?
Well, we offer several different ways of how they can collaborate more efficiently. So I like to say that we kind of cover the gamut of what users are comfortable in. So at the lower end of this, if people are just comfortable doing it via email, we offer an email-based solution for this. Moving up, we offered an ability that if I'm within my same company, maybe we have shared folders that we access. Oh, I can set up a review. The person sees my comments in real time, and all we're doing is posting this document to a shared folder on our network. I also, if I happen to be in an organization that supports SharePoint, we actually can post these comments there. But we go one step further. If I'm in a group that perhaps I do need to get comments from somebody down the hall or in another time zone, but I also need to get comments from somebody that maybe it's outside legal or something like that, I actually have a capability of using our cloud-based services with Acrobat.com to support a collaborative environment where I can work outside of my company firewall as well. So all of these methods are available inside of Acrobat and are set up so that it's very easy for me to follow. And in this version of Acrobat 10, we've also implemented something called Actions, which can make it a one-button click, and you really don't have to do a lot of user education to be able to use the features.
You brought up, Lisa, SharePoint. Obviously, a lot of organizations using that for collaboration. We'll transition a little bit here. I want to start off with SharePoint for the end user. Do they have the ability to kind of open and save and share documents that are their PDFs and store those up into SharePoint? Is that easy for the end user to do?
Absolutely. So this is the first release of Acrobat that has given us the ability to do this open, save, and share or edit our files. And it's simply a drop-down in the menu inside of Acrobat. So nothing that has to be set up. It also allows them to add versioning comments and metadata that might be required. And for those in IT, we also offer a free plugin that allows them to index and search PDF content across SharePoint that users might be interested in. And, of course, you can use SharePoint as a repository for both collaborative reviews as well as forms that may need to be filled out as well.
I want to share a little bit more information for our IT listeners here today. What are you seeing or hearing back from folks that are some of the top business reasons, productivity gains, et cetera, that organizations have said that they either expect to or have gotten because of deploying Acrobat 10?
Well, what we're seeing is that a number of organizations are seeing that their review cycles have been cut in half by using Acrobat. So you can easily see that, you know, it's a more streamlined process than, you know, walking down the hall or waiting for snail mail to arrive or a courier delivery service. So that it really does streamline the process so that the time that they spend in review means that they can get to their decisions faster and it increases their efficiency as well as making it a more effective way to communicate. I also should mention in this that not only are they able to recognize this, it also enables them to ensure that they have security while these documents are being going through the review process. So imagine, if you will, you know, a lot of times when people would walk documents down the hall and things like that and leave it on somebody's desk, you didn't have any idea of who might see that. We can actually do some things inside of Acrobat to limit who can open a document, to actually secure the document so no changes can occur. So there's really good protection for our information as well. And, of course, we've done a number of things that really make it easier for IT to be able to deploy and manage Acrobat and the reader in this environment. We've actually introduced something that we called sandboxing for both reader and Acrobat in this release, and that's been a really big hit for IT because it really enables them to minimize the risks that they may have with viruses and harmful things that could be attached to PDF files by using the sandboxing.
I know Adobe has some stats and numbers, and we want to share some of them, and I don't want anyone to freak out. We're not going to kill you with a bunch of statistics and drown you in numbers right now, but I think there are some interesting ones that I've seen, and Lisa's going to share, that kind of show the strategic value of Adobe Acrobat 10, again, in terms of productivity improvements across the organization, cost savings, things like that. So, Lisa, let's share a few of those before we come back. Sure. And give some contact information.
So absolutely. We actually employed an outside agency to help us, and we created something that's called the Crimson Study. So they really went into real-life organizations and analyzed how people used Word and Office products alone and then using it within Acrobat, using Acrobat as a complement to that. And so we were able to really find out how much productivity people could gain by adding Acrobat when you were using Office products. And what we found from this study, and we will give you some details on how you can get the full study range on this, is what we found is that you can save up to about $13,000 per knowledge worker by being more productive when they're creating and collaborating and distributing these documents. It's about twice as fast as using Microsoft Office 2010 alone, which basically when you net this out, it can mean that you can save up to about 7 hours per week per knowledge worker, and that's how they actually get into the, oh, that correlates down to about 13,000 savings annually per knowledge worker. And, of course, if you're an organization that you have up to 500 knowledge workers, that could actually translate to an annual savings of $6 million, which is incredible. And, you know, the study took real-world companies of all different sizes, and they also validated the findings, once again, by interviewing their IT department and users as well. So we really encourage you to take advantage of looking at the complete white paper and the results, as I'm just kind of hitting the highlights here.
Well, you've hit a lot of good highlights and things for us to think about. So, Lisa, appreciate you joining us on Connection Point today.
Thank you.
And for those of you that want to download that white paper that Lisa mentioned, it is Acrobat 10, a strategic choice for enterprise-wide productivity. You can find it online at www.pcconnection.com/Acrobat10. That's an X. So /Acrobat X, and that'll get you that white paper. If you do want to learn more about Acrobat 10, software licensing, or maybe even making the move to Windows 7, know that you can turn to the PC Connection family of companies. They offer professional services and assessments to help you get the most out of a PC refresh and your software budget. Contact your account manager today to learn more about starting your next IT project with an assessment and engaging their on-staff experts. Learn more over at govconnection.com. You can also call 1-800-800-0019 if you would like to email connect@pcconnection.com. I'm James Hilliard, and that wraps up this installment of Connection Point.